Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This past week, SUSE unveiled a game-changing update to its Agama installer, opting to shift from the long-standing X.org system to Wayland. This move is designed to significantly improve interface performance and deliver a smoother user experience overall. Agama 16's announcement isn't just a technical update. It points to SUSE and OpenSUSE's broader vision for installation and user onboarding. The update now features better storage device matching, making installation across complex environments much more reliable. It also introduces installation monitoring powered by IPMI, a feature that's particularly useful for remote installations and SYS admins who oversee multiple deployments at once. Remote usability improvements mean deploying Linux in enterprise and cloud environments just got easier and more robust. All told, these enhancements set a new standard for what users can expect from the upcoming SUSE Linux and OpenSUSE versions. Not to be outdone, Fedora is making its own headlines with the forthcoming Fedora 43 update. Developers on the Fedora project are busy preparing a major refresh of the GNU and LLVM toolchains, a change that will deliver cutting-edge software to users worldwide. The proposed updates, which include the latest stable versions, are now heading toward final approval. As always, Fedora's commitment to embracing new technology is evident, keeping pace with the needs of the developer community and ensuring a future-proof ecosystem. These advancements promise not only better performance, but also enhanced reliability for creators and coders alike. Shifting to gaming, it's been an energetic week for community engagement, thanks to Garena Free Fire Max and Dahood introducing limited-time redeem codes. These codes unlock exclusive in-game rewards, a clever strategy to spark player excitement and deepen community bonds among fans. Both titles are using these promotions to encourage ongoing participation, with players clamoring for the latest cosmetics and power-ups. This trend of using micro-rewards and event codes continues to transform how online games retain player bases in a fiercely competitive market. On the system side, the Linux kernel is evolving rapidly, as evidenced by recent driver updates and improved hardware compatibility. In particular, the latest kernel developments bring enhanced support for Intel's Wildcat Lake chipsets, Dell hardware, and next-gen Asus devices. These improvements demonstrate the open-source community's commitment to embracing emerging technology and pushing the boundaries of Linux usability. Developers and users alike benefit from these enhancements, which also set the stage for more seamless experiences across various hardware. Desktop environments have likewise seen meaningful progress, with both GNOME and KDE recording notable milestones this month. GNOME, for its part, introduced the sleek new Papers document viewer, which aims to modernize the way users interact with digital content. KDE's developers, meanwhile, are hard at work creating a brand new virtual keyboard, designed for accessibility and efficient multitasking. Both projects are emblematic of a broader push to make desktops more user-friendly and responsive to evolving productivity needs. These updates mean better document handling for students, professionals, and anyone invested in open source computing. Now turning to the market, there's big news from the world of operating systems. Windows 11 is officially on top, with a market share of 50.24%. This milestone happens just as Windows 10 falls to 46.84%, with its end of support date right around the corner. For years, many users held off upgrading, but now, surges in necessary software compatibility and boosted performance have tipped the scales. The transition highlights how upgrades that support new workloads and offer more robust security features can finally win over seasoned users. It's a reminder of just how quickly the technology landscape can shift as deadlines approach and software requirements grow more demanding. Meanwhile, a major public health issue surfaced in this week's headlines: processed meat and its significant health risks. Studies now reinforce the connection between high processed meat consumption and increased likelihood of certain diseases, including cancer and cardiovascular illnesses. This underscores a clear need for renewed public health messaging and more education around healthy diets. Fans of open source firmware have new cause for excitement too, following the debut of Core Boot version 25.06. Core Boot's newest release expands hardware support, improves build processes, and offers optimizations to help make firmware management smoother for everyday users and tech professionals. It's part of the ongoing effort to empower users through comprehensive open-source alternatives, allowing greater control over the devices they own. Shifting focus to databases, MariaDB continues to innovate, with the arrival of associate arrays in MariaDB 12.1. This addition is especially significant for developers coming from Oracle backgrounds, making the migration experience smoother and more familiar. With associate arrays, users can now define and manipulate associative data structures natively within MariaDB, enabling quicker lookups and more complex processing. The move equips developers with new ways to build high-performance applications, strengthened by open-source resilience. In the world of artificial intelligence, a recent study revealed a subtle but serious vulnerability in advanced reasoning models. Researchers found that inserting seemingly irrelevant phrases into prompts can dramatically increase the error rates of these AI systems. The findings reinforced the need for robust defenses and more resilient algorithms as AI adoption accelerates across business and daily life. Cybersecurity professionals are being urged to take these flaws seriously, particularly as AI-driven applications become pervasive in sectors like finance and healthcare. The study's insights are sparking fresh efforts to rethink how models process context and filter out misleading input. That brings us to a broader discussion about the evolving role of software engineers in this rapidly changing landscape. Developer Anton Zaides made waves this week, arguing that it's no longer enough for engineers to focus solely on traditional coding. According to Zaides, the competitive edge now lies in embracing project management skills and design thinking alongside technical expertise. He cautions that those who stick to a narrow skill set risk being left behind as the expectations of engineering teams broaden. As more organizations adopt agile workflows and user-centered approaches, interdisciplinary collaboration is proving critical for lasting success. On the hardware side, GPD's upcoming Micro PC2 has generated a buzz for compact computing enthusiasts and professionals alike. Set for release later this summer, the Micro PC2 aims to reach a wider market with improved features and a sleeker design. The device promises to deliver robust computing on the go, expanding beyond its traditional niche of system administrators and hobbyists. With ongoing improvements in battery life, input flexibility, and network connectivity, the Micro PC2 is set to push portable hardware adoption further into the mainstream. All of these updates show just how much dynamism and innovation characterize today's technology landscape. From operating system upgrades and kernel improvements, to gaming's evolving engagement strategies and health tech's challenges, the changes come fast and furious. Behind each project and headline is a broader movement towards adaptability, resilience, and smarter use of digital tools. The exponential growth in open source contributions, coupled with the merging of software, hardware, and user experience design, is reshaping the industry at every turn. Whether you're a developer chasing performance, a gamer looking for your next prize, or a business leader weighing upgrades, these trends are worth tracking closely. Each advancement is both a marker of where we are and an invitation to reimagine what's possible in the months ahead. Thanks for listening.